Interview with Norman Erke by Tyler Burkhart. What is your full name?
Norman Ray Erke.
How old are you today?
58 years old.
What job do you have currently?
I'm a self-employed custom hay person.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Dodge City, Kansas, and raised north of Cimarron.
How old were you during the Vietnam War?
I was 19 years old.
Were you in a relationship at the time of the Vietnam War?
No, not really.
Where did you live during the Vietnam War?
I lived in a tent just outside of Pleiku, Vietnam.
What was your main activity at the time?
Well, I was a helicopter pilot. I flew scout and gun helicopters.
What branch of the armed services were you in?
I was in the Army.
What was your specialty in the war?
I was a helicopter pilot the whole time.
What kind of training did you have before you became a pilot?
I went through basic training and then straight to Army Flight School.
Who are some of the people you worked with?
In Vietnam?
Yeah.
I've got several friends. Matter of fact, we've got a helicopter pilots association, and there's about 40,000 helicopter pilots I worked with. And I've just got so many friends that, you know, I couldn't name them all. I didn't see anybody from Kansas hardly, though.
Okay. What was the reason you joined the armed services?
I was actually drafted.
Why did you go to the war?
Well, that's where the order sent me.
Where were some of the places you were stationed during the Vietnam War?
The whole time our base camp was in Pleiku, but I worked in places like Con Tum and Doc To and Bien Het and Bambi To It and Duck Block.
In what ways did the war change the way you live?
Oh, Con Tum, Bien Do It.
Is that Pleiku?
I don't know. You have to look these up because you might call in later and you can get spellings. Bien Do It, or what do you say? How do you reverse this just a little bit?
Right here. Oh, you're playing it.
I hit stop.
You're stopped in the Vietnam War.
Well, in our unit, beside being a pilot, I was the maintenance test pilot and the instructor pilot. So all the new people that come, I had to check them out in country, and, you know, I had to sign the piece of paper that said they were qualified to fly in country.
Do you know anybody who was killed or wounded during this time?
Mm-hmm. I got a very close friend from Cimarron here, Philip Hines, was killed in the Vietnam War.
Okay. How did you feel when you received mail from home?
I was happy. Real happy, matter of fact.
What news did you get during the Vietnam War?
Oh, I got letters from home quite often and everything, but we didn't get a lot of news from. We didn't get any newspapers or anything like that.
Did you have any worthwhile experiences during this time?
Oh, I think, yeah, I had a tremendous amount of worthwhile experiences working with different people, and you see the good in a lot of people. You make lifelong friends that you'll never have a friend any closer than somebody that you've been in the military or in a war with.
How did you feel about the enemy?
For the most part, being a helicopter pilot, we really didn't even see the enemy. I mean, we shot a lot, but it was kind of a faceless enemy. It wasn't like looking right at you. It was like there's enemy in this jungle over here. Shoot at the jungle. And the first time you actually saw who you was shooting at, it's a pretty lasting experience. It'll last with you the rest of your life.
Did your feelings change during the Vietnam War?
No, I really don't think when I got out of high school, I don't think that I knew much about the Vietnam War, and I went over there because that's where the order said go, and when I came home, I didn't really know for sure what we were fighting for over there, but yeah. I was there.
Were you aware of the protest against the war in the United States?
Some, more so when I came home. If you wore a uniform when I came home from Vietnam, people spit on you, and it was a pretty bad deal.
How did you feel about that?
I didn't think very much of it. I mean, you know, here we just come from being sent over there for a year plus, and it's pretty hard to come home thinking that you'd done something that you were supposed to and get spit on and taunted and throw eggs at you, and pretty bad.
Have you visited any of the memorials?
Mm-hmm. I've been to the wall in Washington, D.C., and then the moving wall that comes around the country, and several other museums and things.
Is there something else you would like to tell me that I didn't ask you?
Oh, I'm glad that you're doing this. I think it's something that needs to be done.
Thanks.
Okay, I did spend a full 25 years in the military, and had the opportunity to go to Desert Storm and a few other places. So I think the military's a very good occupation. It was good to me.